With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I never realized Steve had such a passion for the female singers of the world.
Okay, I just found the
you're
list.
You're just freaking out. You're like, wait a minute, hold on. You don't understand. Is Addison Rae really one of the best singers? Is this a good Steve? Is Addison Rae really? I'm just trying to make my voice deeper. That's all I'm trying to do.
For the listeners, that was Slacker imitating.
Yeah, I know. It gets confusing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So Barstool Sports put out the list of the top 10 female singers of all time. And
It's wrong. Everything is wrong about
not
it.
Not everything is wrong. Mariah Carey, number one?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Don't get me wrong. She's great. Not number one.
Okay. Who's better than Mariah Carey?
Ella Fitzgerald?
No.
Ooh, she didn't even make the list.
Yeah.
No.
Diana Ross?
Also no.
Yes.
Great singers. Mariah Carey, okay.
Are we talking like hits? Who
Tina
had more
Turner?
Hits?
No.
Tina made the list.
Great singers. We're talking about, to me,
Amy Winehouse?
She's great singer, great songwriter.
Overrated. She had like one hit.
Oh, no. If you listen to her stuff, dude, Amy Winehouse's stuff, she was way ahead of her time. She was just troubled AF.
I thought that's why she was famous, not because of her talent, because of her.
Oh, no. She was a great singer. But to me, I'm looking at this. It's like if you say, I'm going to say this, and I already know you're going to say something egregious that's going to make me mad. But so I'm letting everyone know that there'll be a moment of silence while I run around to the other side and hit him with a chair. But like, it's like saying, who's the greatest guitar player of all time? It's where it says, it's Freely.
From Kiss.
Yeah.
What are y'all laughing for?
You know that that's not true. But so what's the answer to the greatest guitar player of all time? Is it Eddie Van Halen who innovated stuff and wrote hits? Or is it a guy like Steve Vai who probably nobody knows but can shred and play like technically proficiently? Amy Winehouse, unbelievable. Not doing anything that like
innovative.
The average karaoke singer couldn't get close to.
Wow.
You're only saying that because she... Mariah can do the whistle tones. Like, so can other people.
So can other people. So can Christina. Why isn't Christina Aguilera on the list?
She should be on the list. Yeah.
Christina Aguilera is unbelievable as a singer.
She shreds on guitar? What are we talking about?
She basically does with her voice.
But didn't make the list.
She didn't. And I like Ashley Simpson is on this list.
Okay, now this is a joke.
Ashley Simpson is a better singer than her sister.
Okay.
But
not by much.
It's like saying that dumpster fire is hotter than that dumpster fire. Like, which is the better dumpster fire?
Well, like, she came in like seventh or sixth.
That's not Adele's on there. I mean, Adele's great, but like everyone that Aaron named, like Aretha, great, she's
old
awesome.
Old school, yeah.
But like, are we talking about being an unbelievably proficient technical singer?
Or based on that, or hits, or just... Or,
yeah, if it's hits, then you'd have to go with... You almost have to go with Mariah.
Mm-hmm. And Whitney, they're where they're supposed to be.
Or is it just pure voice? Because like with Adele, you hear Adele's voice and there's just something...
There's a purity to
it. You know, where it's like, that's Adele. That's
and
like
Amy Winehouse had a voice like, oh my God, what a voice. And Aretha, like, when you hear any of the people that she named, Tina, Aretha, there's the second you hear it, you're like, oh my God. There are times if you're blindfolded and you caught some weird tape, you wouldn't know if you were listening to Mariah or Whitney. Truth.
A little bit.
Because they're both just super clean, can do those runs with their voices and do all this great stuff that you're like, that could be either one. I feel, was Mariah influenced by Whitney? I feel like she had to be.
I think Whitney came first. She was
young.
Whitney
was definitely first.
Yeah.
And then Mariah was in the,
early 90s.
When she first came out, she was this little meek with the perfect, it was like, it's in a song. It's like, what is it? 80s Mariah Carey hair. Very rare. What is that? What song is that?
I don't know.
Oh my God. It's in a.
You thought she was, I never thought she was cute ever.
Oh my God. Mariah was not cute. She was hot.
Her hair was okay in that one picture. I never thought she was attractive.
There's something of love was a vision of love. Oh, that whole album. And she was just being used up by Tommy Mottola, sure. The head of the record company.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
What a horrible human he is.
Yeah. But her got her second on the, or first on the list.
Yes. I mean, and then Whitney Houston, number two. I think you could flip flop those. I think you almost have to flip flop them because Whitney's dead.
Oh, what?
Or she paved the way for.
Wait, because Mariah's not dead. She's still alive. She gets penalized for breathing.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Don't we always do that?
We do.
We give a little bit of, you
get sentiment to the dead. She's,
yeah, but I mean, Mariah only comes out at Christmas time now.
Yeah.
She's as close to gone as.
And she used to, I bring this up every time. She used to hate that. She hated that All I Want for Christmas was a hit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because she's like, look at my catalog. Listen to me sing. I can wail. And then it's like, everybody just likes that one song. And it's like,
this song makes me so much money.
Right. Stop being that way.
And who's JoJo again?
It's not the current JoJo that everyone's going crazy about. She
JoJo
Siwa. Not that one. Those
didn't
are two different.
Break up with her girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know if
I
they
think
did.
She did. Yeah, she came out. She's a Disney star, right? Was a Disney star?
She was on Dance Moms.
Okay.
And she finally felt comfortable enough to come out, and then the girl she came out with, I think they just broke up. I just derailed this even further because now we're not I don't know who regular JoJo is.
She's saying Get Out, Leave, like back in early 2000s.
She's third.
Is that one right? Is
no.
Does Lady Gaga deserve
she
to be on this
list? She does have
a
great voice. Like, if you watch any of the old YouTubes of her in music school, like,
just
she went to school
regular,
in New York. Yeah.
Just a singer, not crazy.
She's
just
super talented. Yeah.
That can't get you on the list. How's that get you on the list?
Yeah, I don't.
You're not. I love her.
Yeah. Or even the reasoning, like, she does have a great voice. It's like, she should show it more then. Right? I mean,
yes.
I don't doubt that she has one, because I think, like, when she was in that movie, she sang, her voice was really good. She's like a great singer.
That was just an emotional, cool thing, but I don't think she deserves, again, I'm sure people are screaming at the radio and mad, but, like, I've been in karaoke bars and seen people just come up and pull off anything.
Better than them.
Yes.
I cannot, is it Bradley, I can't stand that song that they did together.
You can't?
No.
Did you watch the movie?
I did. I made it through.
And it didn't make this connection? My God, really?
Yeah.
If you're describing watching a movie as making it through, you're not a fan.
Every time that her and Cooper kissed, I had to do the...
Really?
Oh my goodness.
I felt like their chemistry... He just addressed it again the other day. He had to come out and go, we were acting, I swear, because like his marriage broke up, right? Like, because they thought that they were doing it. You didn't feel the chemistry between those two.
I got the chemistry, yeah. Enough of it to understand why you guys were all...
You know what we should do? We should do like a weekly Steve like reviews a movie.
You guys pick him and all
I tolerated it! What?
Remember years ago, or about a year ago, I sat down, and because Erin was, she's a huge Potter fan, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch the first damn Potter movie.
No, start with the first. Okay.
And I remember texting, what's with the Harley, fat Harley guy flying
and a
in the air?
Boy.
Yeah.
Who's Mouth Boy? Oh, Malfoy. Oh, God.
And so Erin texted back, you know what? What are those things that they were doing? You watch the movie, you have a react on the.
You would do a side-by-side, like you reacting to you watching Harry Potter?
Yeah, she wanted to do that.
I don't usually watch those, but I'd watch you.
Watch me watching the Potter?
Yes.
Is that what those
yes.
are? Reaction video.
Because we did a reaction video to Two Girls, One Cup with you. And you did not react nearly as harshly as the rest of the internet did.
I didn't shoot.
You didn't like it, but you weren't as horrified. Everybody who watched that, the reaction video was like, you were just like, oh. You were like Tuesday.
You describe Harry Potter as getting through it, but Two Girls, One Cup. You're like, at its moments.
I was emotionally engaged.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.